This podcast is an unedited excerpt from an MCLE program presented at MCLE's Conference Center in Boston, Massachusetts. Please note that MCLE's products, services, and communications are offered solely as an aid to developing and maintaining professional competence. The statements in this recording may not apply to your circumstances, and no legal, tax, accounting, or other professional advice is being rendered by MCLE or its speakers. For full terms and conditions, please see the MCLE website.
That brings us, touches on the next slide here, which is ethical trouble spots when seeking social media data. So we just have cited the rules of professional conduct, Rule 4, which talks about communication with persons represented by counsel. So if you know someone is represented by counsel, then you are precluded from communicating with them about the subject of the representation. And as Rich said, if you know an individual has an attorney, then friend requesting them probably crosses that line. Even if someone isn't represented by counsel, or at least you're unaware of the representation, Rule 4.3 talks about how a lawyer cannot imply that the communications are disinterested. So there's still a need to disclose your role, your relationship to your client, and potentially the reason that you would be looking for information before you can even communicate with that individual. So a dummy Facebook account could be problematic. So that, again, what is communication really comes down to a subjective analysis when we're talking about a friend request or in the social media context. But as Rich said and Mick agreed, I think we're all in agreement that a friend request would constitute an improper form of communication. Obviously, direct messages through Facebook or chats would also be a violation of that ethical rule. But one topic we discussed prior to this presentation is, you know, does just searching for an individual on social media constitute communication? And I think the consensus among the three of us is that is permissible. There's no issue there. Just like at least I do in my cases, I often start by Googling the opposing party, see what information is out there on the World Wide Web. So we don't view searching for an individual on Facebook or Instagram to be problematic.
Yeah, that Google thing is great. great discovery tool. It really is. I think it's virtual malpractice to not at least use it at some point in the litigation. Probably malpractice not to start with what you said, Megan, at the beginning of the case, Googling, using that Google to find out information about the other side, the other party, the business, or what have you. It is just a treasure, literally a treasure trove of informal, free discovery that is literally at your fingertips. All you have to do is use them. So give it a shot and see where it leads you.
To that point, I also don't think that there's any harm in Googling your own client just to see what he or she has out there. You'll be clients tell us what they want us to hear. And of course we press them for information because some things may not make sense to us. Check out your own client as well. Sometimes you'd be surprised what you find out about them online.
Mick, what do you tell your client at the beginning of a case if you sit down and you have that conversation and it appears to you that there's a possibility that whatever it is that they have posted on their Facebook page that someone else has tagged them in or photographs that they've taken that might not be flattering or beneficial or helpful to your case. What do you tell them?
Yeah, it's a great question. This goes right to the ethical trouble. Just as Meg was asking about communication, err on the side of caution when it comes to communication. If you think if it's more than Googling, think about yourself on the next step. Obviously, a friend request would step over the line. But when you start going past just Googling them, but you're stopping short of friend requests, be careful. Same thing when you're speaking to a client. You check them out. They're coming in to meet with you for the first time. They've got a bunch of Facebook posts that are unflattering. You cannot tell them to go delete them. You cannot actively engage in telling them to potentially make evidence disappear. However, there's other ways to go potentially about it to make it not as publicly viewable. For example, tell them, instead of having this publicly available site, make it private. You can, you'll learn this if you need, if you're searching for, to find out some discovery tools on Facebook. You can disable your account. That doesn't mean you've deleted anything. You just make it look like on, for public and or private purposes, that you don't have a Facebook page. But you can't go so far as to tell the client, take those photographs down, delete them. At least in my opinion, I don't think you can, is tell a client to go and delete it, open up a new account or something like that. I have had clients who, or even opposing party who have done that. They've deactivated their longtime existing account and they've created a new one, a clean version, so to speak, because they're starting over fresh. And you can see when they opened it and it's a new account that was opened maybe a month into the divorce process. But certainly, again, you're being a zealous advocate, but don't cross that line. The last thing you want is that call from the BBO because you've crossed the line for somebody you may have only met for 2 weeks now just because of giving you a retainer.
Let me ask you this, Meg. So go ahead, Meg.
No, you go ahead. I have a question. I'll come after you.
So let's say that you find that the other side has deactivated their account and they've started a fresh page to make themselves look clean.
Yep.
How do you deal with that?
So I go about doing the discovery just the same way. And I, in my request for production of documents and or subpoena, et cetera, I ask them to produce any deactivated accounts, et cetera. Usually we end up in representing people in really close relationships. They often know if their spouse has had a Facebook account, an Instagram account, et cetera. If all of a sudden this account that they once had that had 1,000 photographs and 1,500 friends seems to have disappeared. And now all of a sudden they've got a new one and they've got 3 photographs and they're the most flattering photographs of the opposing party with the children that you've ever seen. All the photographs of alcohol are gone and the person has now 15 friends and they're growing, you know, by 10 friends or 20 friends a day. They've clearly opened up a new account. So ask for the old account, ask them to activate it and or from the deactivated account, still download the information and then ask about the second account. And you can also ask in discovery, and maybe you find out in a deposition or you find it out through interrogatory. Did you have a different account that you've closed down? If so, why, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, Rich, in terms of request for production documents, you still can ask for any deactivated accounts rather than, and then of course, in the event that they didn't deactivate, they actually just deleted the account. Feel free to ask that. Did you delete any accounts? What was on there, et cetera?
So a lot of times we have clients come to us before litigation has commenced, sometimes years, you know, I'm having issues with my spouse, I'm thinking about divorce, what should I do now to prepare? You know, it can range from a question about a postnuptial agreement, but it also can be more about character and behavior. If there has been no action commenced, would you advise a client at that point, take a look at your social media? I mean, we always say, be careful what you put in writing in general.
Yeah.
Prospectively, do you feel that, you know, if a client said to you at that point, yeah, my Facebook account shows me doing shots every Friday night, do you find that there's an ethical issue with telling the person to delete those photographs again without any litigation, even on the horizon, potentially, as you understand it?
Yeah, my initial impression to that, or my answer to that question rather, Meg, is so long as you and or your client has a reasonable expectation that litigation is imminent, and if they're sitting in your office and you're having a conversation that tells me that's imminent, whether I'm not sure what the definition of imminent is, but they've certainly taken enough steps to get legal advice. I think, again, ethically, you know, we all went to law school. We you know, enjoy the practice. Most of us do anyways. We spent a whole lot of money to get our education and our bar card. That one client isn't worth it. So, you know, I think the best approach would be, in my view, I'm going to guess, gonna go out on a limb and say that Nick agrees with me. It's not worth it. Don't tell them to destroy anything. Deactivate the account at best. And certainly don't post anything new on a going forward basis.
That's the perfect answer. I mean, it really is. And remember, folks, no client is worth that. No client is worth anything even remotely close to that. remember, under Meg's hypothetical, which Meg is spot on, this happens all the time. People come in and they say, I'm considering it. They may not even be end up being a client. The last thing you want to do is somebody comes in for a 30-minute or one-hour consult is to now tell them to go in and delete stuff. You know who they're going to point the finger at when they get up on the stand and the opposing lawyer is using some photographs. Why'd you delete it? Well, you know, you're represented by Attorney Smith. Did Attorney Smith tell you to do it? Or no, but did you have a discussion with another attorney who told you to do it? Yeah, I did. They're going to point the finger at you right away because they're going to try to get themselves out of trouble. You'll be getting a call from the BBO that day.
I was just following legal advice.
Right.
Oh, really? Mr. Novich, could you pay us a visit, please, before, I don't know what the BBO is these days, but.
Right.
Yep. No.